This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish Abraham. The Parliament has passed the Merchant Shipping Bill 2024 with the Rajya Sabha approving it yesterday. This bill will replace the Merchant Shipping Act 1958. The bill amends the law relating to merchant shipping to ensure compliance with countries' obligation under the maritime treaties and international instruments to which India is a party. It will also ensure the development of Indian shipping and efficient maintenance of Indian mercantile marine in a manner best suited to serve the national interest. Union Minister for Ports, Shipping and Waterways, Sarbananda Sonowal said, the present act is no longer adequate to realize the country's developmental vision and address the contemporary challenges of the maritime sector.
The welfare and well-being of seafarers and the safety and security of ship, which minimize disruptions of the marine environment, are the two most prominent areas in the regulatory framework for maritime sector. The bill puts greater focus on ensuring safety in navigation and safety of life, protection of marine environment, emergency preparedness and response to marine incidents.
The Parliament also passed the readjustment of representation of scheduled tribes in assembly constituencies of the State of Goa Bill 2025 with the Rajya Sabha approving it yesterday. The bill was passed in the Lok Sabha last week. Replying to the discussion, Union Minister of Law and Justice Arjun Ram Meghwal said, as population of the scheduled tribes community has increased, it is necessary to grant reservation to ST in the Goa State Assembly. The Lok Sabha passed the National Sports Governance Bill 2025 and the National Anti-Doping Amendment Bill 2025 amid opposition protest over the special intensive revision exercise conducted in Bihar. The bill seeks to provide for recognition of national sports bodies and regulate their functioning. The bill provides for establishing of National Olympic Committee, National Paralympic Committee and National and Regional Sports Federations for each designated sport. The bill empowers the central government to establish a national sports board and provides for constituting a national sports tribunal to adjudicate sports-related disputes. The Taxation Laws Amendment Bill 2025 and the Income Tax No. 2 Bill 2025 were also passed by the Lok Sabha yesterday by a voice vote. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman moved these legislations amidst protest by the opposition members. Union Minister for Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Shivraj Singh Chauhan transferred 3,900 crore rupees through direct benefit transfer (DBT) to over 35 lakh farmers under Pradhan Mantri Fasal Bima Yojana in Jhunjhunu, Rajasthan yesterday. In this, an amount of 1,400 crore rupees was transferred to 9.7 lakh farmers of the state. Chief Minister Bhajan Lal Sharma and Union Minister of State for Agriculture Bhagirath Chaudhary were also present on the occasion. Addressing the gathering, Mr. Chauhan reaffirmed the centre's commitment to doubling farmers' incomes. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will inaugurate a two-day All India Speakers Conference on 24th of this month at the Delhi Assembly in the National Capital. The conference is being organised to commemorate the centenary year of Vitthalbhai Patel assuming the office of Speaker of the Central Legislative Assembly as the first elected Speaker in the country. Delhi Assembly Speaker Vijendra Gupta informed that an exhibition, a special documentary and a commemorative postage stamp will be launched based on Vitthalbhai Patel's life, parliamentary contribution and role in the freedom struggle. He added that Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla will preside over the closing session of the conference. Prime Minister Narendra Modi had a telephonic conversation with President of Ukraine Volodymyr Zelensky. Mr. Modi heard Mr. Zelensky's perspectives on recent developments. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said he conveyed India's consistent position on the need for an early and peaceful resolution of the conflict. He said India remains committed to making every possible contribution in this regard, as well as to further strengthening bilateral ties with Ukraine. In boxing, Ritika capped off India's campaign at the Asian Under-19 and Under-22 Boxing Championships 2025 with a gold in the women's 80-plus kg category as the team finished with a total of 27 medals across both age groups in Bangkok today. The 10-day boxing meet brought together the continent's best young talent, with India's Under-19 squad finishing second overall and the Under-22 team placing fourth. And that is the end of this news bulletin.